President delivered today's solemn news on troop levels there. We learned potentially shocking new details about the U.S. airstrike on an Afghan hospital there earlier this month, including new information about the crew of the gunship questioning the order that resulted in the deaths of so many civilians. Our Pentagon correspondent Jim Mikliszewski is working that story for us tonight and has fresh details.
The evidence was undeniable. The hospital run by Doctors Without Borders in Kunduz was in flames, devastated by a U.S. airstrike, killing at least 24 hospital staff and patients. The airstrike was carried out by an AC-130 gunship. NBC News has learned that cockpit recordings revealed that the crew actually questioned whether the airstrike was legal. And a defense official said today it may in fact amount to a war crime. For 3 days, the U.S. military failed to acknowledge innocent civilians were killed.
An airstrike was then called to eliminate the Taliban threat, and several civilians were accidentally struck.
Finally, 4 full days after the strike, the U.S. commander for Afghanistan, General John Campbell, admitted the worst.
A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
But a preliminary investigation indicates the U.S. military forces apparently failed to follow strict rules of engagement in identifying the target. Defense officials also acknowledge Doctors Without Borders called the Pentagon in the middle of the airstrike to report the hospital was under attack. But it's not clear that message ever reached the forces in Afghanistan. Military and defense officials are closely examining those cockpit recordings. And according to one official, if the crew knew the target was a hospital filled with civilians and launched the attack anyway, that's a war crime, Lester.
Jim Mikliszewski.